Hi there and welcome to this first video in this brand new series, The Heart of a Youth Leader. I want to make these videos and these podcasts just to encourage you, if you're working with children or young people, to keep going. I've realised that there's lots of great material, great podcasts and encouragements for how to do youth work. But actually, there doesn't seem to be very much about our hearts helping to keep ourselves strong in our faith and our walk with Jesus. So that's why it does what it says on the tin, hopefully. It's going to deal with our own relationship with God, checking that we're keeping ourselves healthy, because that's the most important thing when it comes down to it, when we think about our youth work and our children's work. It applies to both. I could have called it the heart of a youth or children's leader, but feeling it's getting a bit long. So when I say youth leader, it's shorthand for anyone who's trying to disciple young people or children in the Christian faith. This is so important, isn't it? You know, realizing through the last few months that as we've dealt with the challenges of the pandemic, it's been really tough. I wonder how you found it. It's been tough. It's been a weird time. It's been a time where we've had to consider lots of new challenges we thought we'd never have to face as youth workers. Who'd have thought we'd ever be in a situation where you couldn't meet up face to face with young people to do youth work? Who'd have thought that church wouldn't meet together in a building? I guess, you know, my head goes to, we've got a lot to learn. Maybe we need to learn from our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church who've not allowed to meet together by law. And maybe there's things we can learn for our youth work from how they overcome those challenges. And there's the challenge for us, isn't there? Actually, we can overcome these challenges. And it's been so wonderful to see how many creative ways have been produced to keep reaching out and discipling our young people. But it's come at a cost. I noticed there's a lot of tiredness, a lot of fatigue amongst youth leaders. In our recent poll, we discovered one in five youth leaders locally is feeling spiritually dry. And that's not to mention the feelings of isolation or the Zoom fatigue that so many of us are handling. But it's that spiritual dryness that I really want to address with these videos. And the idea for me is to keep it simple. I'm in my garden shed at the bottom of the garden where I'm working in these days. Nothing fancy, just trying to be real, to do a short 5-10 minute video to encourage you. Maybe send these out once a week so you can watch it, to reflect on it, and then I'll try and set you a challenge each week. Today, I want us to think about that most important relationship with our Heavenly Father. How are you doing in your walk with Jesus? Because we can only lead young people as far as we're taking ourselves. God is so good. He blesses what we turn our hands to. But I don't know why, for some reason, we are so tempted to do it in our own strength, to think that it's all the weight's on our shoulders and to not let him carry it. And I just want to take us back to when the Pharisees were trying to catch Jesus out. The Sadducees had had a go, and realizing that Jesus was speaking some wisdom, the Pharisees thought, right, well, let's see if we can trip him up. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in that place where your young people are trying to trip you up, or whether you've tried to trip others up. I can remember being at school in my maths lessons. We had this maths teacher who, he must have been a lovely man, but we just thought he was boring. You know, we didn't find he had any enthusiasm or passion, or he was such a stereotypical maths teacher. And if there's maths teachers watching, I love you. One of my brothers is a maths teacher, but this person whose name I fortunately can't remember, but probably shouldn't say, even if I could. He always dressed in brown, and that probably tells you all you need to know. And we quickly cottoned on that if we could get him on to talking about his favourite subject, which was public transport, and I'm not joking, we could have him distracted for the whole lesson. And so it became a class game. How can you make him, how can you ask a question that he doesn't think you're taking the mick out of him, but will just get him to talk? And we'd be smirking. Now, it feels like the Pharisees in this passage were trying to do the same. In Matthew, it's in chapter 22, and they say to him, "Teacher, what's the most important commandment?" And it's, we know what Jesus replies, don't we? He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Now, I don't know if you realise, Jesus is actually quoting Moses when he says this. It's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul," in other words, your spirit, "and all your mind." And Mark adds an extra one when he records this interaction. He also says, "And with all your strength." And then Luke has all four, but just mixes up the order. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind." I don't suppose it really matters, but let's just think about those four different areas. Our heart, love the Lord your God with all your heart. It's our passions, our desires, our wants. Are they in tune with what God wants for us? Are we consumed with what we want to get out of life, with the good things that God has for us? Or are we distracted by the temptations of the world and the wants of what we have advertised to us wherever we look these days? What about our spirit, our soul? Love the Lord your God with all your soul. That's a deep thing, isn't it? It's not just a choosing to. It's actually that my spirit wants to cry out to the Holy Spirit through me. You know, spirit meets with spirit. And we, as we worship, as we enjoy the Father's company, letting the Spirit do the really deep work in us. Love the Lord your God with all your strength. And that's a big challenge for me, because it's so easy to think, well, I love God and I get on with my life. Because with all that you've got, love him. And I wonder whether that's what we need to be thinking about in these days. How do I love God with all that I've got? And then of love the Lord with all your mind. What am I choosing to focus on? Where do my thoughts go during the day? Are they things of God that please him, or are they other things which are just not helpful? And so my simple challenge to you is to set some time aside in the coming week to focus on those four things. You might want to take one a day and just to go, where am I with you in this, God? Where am I in loving you with all my mind? Where am I with loving you with all my strength? Where am I loving you with all my spirit? And where am I loving you with all my heart? Because God loves us first, that we love him back. It's not out of duty or a sense of we ought to do this, but it's because he loves us so much that we just want to love him too. And that's why it's the most important commandment. Go for it.